But is he really cute? A rare breed or the bare minimum?
The excitement goes crazy.
That anyway. Is our topic for today.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, welcome, guys.
Or welcome back to High Standards. We are your hosts. My name is Briley.
And my name is Dennis the Menace.
And today we're going to be talking about the prompt that was just stated.
Yes.
Is he really cute? That's all we want to know.
Uh-huh.
You know, the rare breed or the bare minimum?
Yeah.
It's what the folks are asking.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. To give some context, there are some people in our school building who come up in conversation very often.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. One of them, for instance, is always classified as a rare breed.
Yes.
But the things that we list after calling him a rare breed are like basic human decency things.
That is so true.
He says hello to you. He will hold the door.
He has amazing manners.
He apologizes when he does stuff wrong. And even sometimes when he doesn't.
He says yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Like, way more than the average individual.
Yes. He'll let you walk in front of him. All these things. You know what I'm saying? But then we start asking ourselves, does this really make him different? You know? Or have our standards just dropped? Because let us remember that this is high standards. This is high standards.
It is.
And when we started this podcast, one of the main topics was boys. There's no way to sugarcoat it. Boys. And the idea that we have such high standards for the males that we let into our lives.
Sorry, your background is giving me Hobbit.
I know. Oh my gosh. So for sidetracking, we decided to start doing Google Meets as we also record so that we can see each other and like make dialogue a little easier. But yes, Wade. Hi, Dennis. But what's fun is that Google Meets has backgrounds. Today, I chose the cottage background because I feel like it fits the vibe. You know, like the cottagecore aesthetic. And I feel like that has a lot to do with like romance and frolicking in the woods. So
I have also, spaceship.
I have a bandana on my head because I'm in the middle of doing my hair. So I feel like it's all tying together.
Yeah.
The aliens in the back of your spaceship.
Crazy.
Going crazy, bro.
Insane.
The one in the pink is really working. The other one? Not really.
They're just trying to look busy, you know.
Yeah. Like the men.
Okay.
We ask, are rare breeds or just the bare minimum? Anyway, Denise, go ahead and start us off with anything.
Anything?
Anything that you've written down.
Okay, this is actually the first thing I've written down. You can't even see it because it's like trying to merge it with the background. But I wrote this all in like this note card in less than 2 minutes, I think, because I was at work. But I said, this question arises. Sorry. <Girl. laughs> This question arises from us because we become very excited in the moment and allow our excitement to overshadow the presence of flaws and character in these people or the icks. So, like, we just get so excited that these rose-colored glasses just magically appear because we're excited. Maybe we'll make excuses for them just because we're excited in the moment. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because it's like, when couples are new, they talk about the honeymoon phase, you know? They're like, everything is so great and we love each other so much. And then when things get bad, they're like, oh wow, that was just a honeymoon phase. Like, we're actually kind of bad people together. But the honeymoon phase applies to everyday interactions too. It's the first day of school, you know? You walk in and you're like, well, that teacher cracked some jokes. They might be cool. And by the second week, you're like, I hate it here. This was the worst decision I ever made. Why am I in this classroom?
Me in our second period. Yeah. I was like, I had heard about this man, our teacher. I was like, jokingly, I was like, this man is such an intellectual because he like uses big words. You can tell he's smart. But it's like that kind of thing where it's like a professor can be like very knowledgeable in their field, but just be booty at teaching. I feel like that applies to him.
It'd be funny if he listened to this. He wouldn't.
Sorry, that was really mean.
No, he wouldn't even be offended. I'm sure we've said the same thing in class. Anyway, back on topic. There's like the honeymoon phase is like a real thing in just everyday life. We're always expecting the greatest of people. And then we spend time with them and we realize that everyone is actually flawed. So maybe, dare I say, we should be lowering our expectations.
I don't know.
Because
I don't go through like honeymoon phases with my crushes, but I go through what's called a DeLulu phase, unfortunately. Like, wait, can you still hear me? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. It's like, okay, sorry. Let me go to my other piece of paper. But if you're susceptible to what I call the DeLulu stage, you should avoid doing the most or expending a lot of energy for someone that's just a crush, especially if they're not doing that for you. Like, because you're in the DeLulu stage, like, you'll just romanticize everything.
Oh my god.
That's what I call the DeLulu stage.
This is a real issue. Mm-hmm. Romanticizing things is so bad. Like, I'm at the point where, like, 80% of my everyday interactions, I feel like I have tricked my brain into believing that there's so much more. I like, at one point it was to build confidence, you know? If I keep saying that everyone's in love with me and I'm the greatest human being alive, then I'll believe it. But now I feel like it's gone too far. The narcissistic tendencies are hitting.
Same.
And maybe I really do believe that everyone is in love with me. And everyday interactions are romanticized. We were doing a group project in the same second period. And I was sitting across from this person who I'd had a class with before, but I'd never spoken to them, right? So this is like our first interactions. These are our first interactions. And for like the whole time, I'm just in my head like, why am I kind of spinning game right now? Like, why am I, you know, like the whole time I'm like,
is it who I think it is?
Why is this giving more than it should give? You know what I'm saying? But maybe it's not even that. Maybe I'm just like, maybe it was just a good conversation. Like, people, humans have good conversations. But I have tricked my brain into thinking that every good conversation is a sign of a romantic endeavor. Like,
let me
piggyback.
It makes me laugh every time I say that. Just like, yeah. Let me see. So there's one guy I know, great conversationalist. Same thing, like, am I romanticizing this, or like, is he like interested in my interests, or like interested in the things I say because he's interested in me, which is like the narcissistic side, or just because he's a nice person? It's probably the latter. But yeah, and like whenever I talk, he seems like interested in what I'm talking about, but is he being nice?
It's like, did we forget that humans are capable of holding conversations? And I wonder if it's also the effect of, like, the internet and, like, COVID times, you know? Because we were so shut in and we're so used to getting what we want exactly when we want it, that a natural flowing conversation is so, like, abnormal, so out of the box, so cause for, like, questioning. Because this should not be this, it should not be this weird. Like, I should not be in my feelings because of a group.
Stop, Kiki.
Stop. Like, for real. Okay, and the same thing with social media. The worst thing Instagram could have done is let people like stories. Because now when somebody likes my story, God. Bro, I'm like, I am the funniest person on the planet. I have the greatest mind in this world because someone liked my story. it gasses me so much. Mm-hmm. It boosts my confidence to an extent that you will never imagine. Mm-hmm. And post never did that for me. If somebody likes my post, I'm like, yes, that's why I posted.
Yeah.
So that it would go on someone's timeline. But something about the Instagram story feels more intentional.
Mm. I don't know. Like, even, like, when you think about it, like, excuse me, I just burped. but like, if they like it every time, is it because they're interested in you or just because you're the type of person that just likes everything?
Exactly.
You know?
So then you're thinking about it too much. The thought process is very extended. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a never-ending, like, questioning.
Maybe the problem is that people are just too indirect. Like, you know it's for real, if it's not on the screen. If it's, like, in person. Like, them expressing interest in some sort of way. Without the rose-colored glasses.
I don't think we're good at deciphering when something is, like, explicit interest and when it's just casual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't tell the difference, as we've established. Like, we literally don't know what's happening. So maybe someone thinks they're explicitly stating that this is an interest, and we're just glossing over it because we're so in the no one likes me, but everyone likes me mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So would it really matter? You know what I'm saying?
I have a question. Keep going. Because this is, like, what I'm about to say is about to, like, unlock a new realm in this conversation.
Because my thought is that I'm always saying my excuse for not having dated anyone in high school or not having any kind of relationships or anything is because I'm always like, oh, I feel like no one ever states it clearly enough for me. Like, no one, I just, in the perfect, maybe it's all the rom-coms that have influenced my life. But I'm just like, I need someone to just walk up to me and be like, I like you. And this is it. You know? But because that has never happened, in my head, I'm just, like, constantly questioning things. And then I'm like, why do I need someone else to tell me that? Is this supposed to be, like, a women empowerment moment? Am I supposed to be saying this to someone else? I don't understand. Okay. Continue.
All right. Do you know any actual rare breeds? Like, have you encountered, or is rare breed even a thing? Like, as you said at the beginning,
is it a thing? I feel that everything changes, everything, it's different for each person based on the standards that we hold for ourselves. So, like,
If your standards are low, everyone's a rare breed.
But there's always something that you wish you could, maybe it's just me, that there's always something I wish I could change about a person. Even the people that I think are, like, the best human beings, you know? Like, this is, like, kind of, it's on topic, but, okay, the example I'm going to use is my father. Like, I love my dad. He's a great father. He's present. He's consistent. He's always told us we can do whatever we want. You know, it's just myself and my sister. So he's not any kind of, like, gender roles. Like, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. He's like, no, you need to be able to take care of yourself. That's the thing, right? And this is, like, amazing. In my head, a little bit of a rare breed, you know? But at the same time, he was born in 1965. So some of his mindsets. But he's also open to education. So is that also helping? You know what I'm saying?
Is it PEMDASing?
Is it canceling itself out? That's the real question. Are things canceling themselves out? That's the actual question.
Is it abiding by energy conservation?
Is it? Because in any guy that I've ever been interested in, I'm still like, oh, I would change that. You know? He's hilarious and he's kind and he's smart, but he dresses bad. Is that canceling it out?
I don't know.
Or he's externally amazing, but internally, could use some fixes. Are they balanced? Is it canceling it out?
don't know.
So is the rare breed just a work of our imagination? Is it
fiction? I think it is. I think it is.
Because I can't even say there's like a book character, or like a TV show character that I would consider a rare breed.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I mean, I feel like, I think we just romanticize everything. Because like Flynn Rider.
But he was a thief.
I know, exactly. So that's the romanticizing part. You're over glossing that, but that's the flaw. So he's not the rare breed.
Pause. What if the rare breed is character growth? Because listen, so you said Flynn Rider, right? So then obviously I was like, who was my favorite Disney prince? Prince Naveen. Love him. Ooh! Would die for that man.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a brat. Like, literally a spoiled brat. Wanted everything in life without working for anything. Mm-hmm. But throughout the movie, he began to dream of labor. Because it would mean he's with Tiana. And this is character growth.
It is.
His mindset shifted. So maybe the rare breed is simply an adaptable persona.
Oh my god. Riley? Your brain is so gigantic, dude. That is what a rare breed is. We did crack the case. That is what a rare breed is.
Oh my god.
You can start off however you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is not that neuroplasticity, you're out. You're out.
You're canceled. Like, there's nothing we can do with you.
And it has to be on your own accord. Like,
it has to be, because it can't be like I can fix him mindset.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need those. That's actually really bad.
It's he's thinking I can fix myself, and that is it. Wow,
that's it.
It's the
self discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ability to look at yourself in the mirror and say, "This could be a little better," and work for it. Acknowledging your flaws. Wow.
Wow.
We have never been this successful on a topic.
We're 18 like, minutes in.
We're only 18 minutes in. And things are just working themselves. The math is mathing.
It is mathing so like, much right now.
Never before.
Wow. If you're like driving in your car right now, if you're at a stop sign or like a red light, you should be clutching your pearls right now.
You should be guessing. You had to pull over, actually.
Mm-hmm.
This is too grand.
Wow. Realization. This is enlightenment right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I don't know what else to say.
Did you have more questions?
Well, mine is, what would you say to your past self? But before that, I want to reflect on the development I've had in terms of the Delulu phase.
Ooh, let's go backwards. Because my next thought was going to be, since we've identified that a rare breed is simply an adaptable personality, what does that mean for us? Like, what do we have to then do? Yeah. So this is good.
Okay.
Delulu phase.
Okay, Delulu stage. So, personally, when I go through Delulu stage, I expend energy for the person I have a crush on. Even if they don't actually like me like that, because the rose-colored glasses, my brain subconsciously becomes very optimistic. I'm just like, what if, like, I don't know, like the 0.01% chance that they could like me back. I don't know. But yeah. And when it comes to the Delulu stage, like, I overgloss, like, things that I would not want in an actual boyfriend.
Real.
And, I've realized, oh, sorry. I don't even know where I'm going right now. Sorry.
The note cards. listeners, but there she's holding note cards.
I am. One thing I've learned is that if I'm like not attracted to someone at first sight, I don't really go through the Delulu phase.
Mm.
Like, if that crush, like, doesn't develop the second I see them, then Delulu phase does not happen. It's just, like, sometimes there's, like, that narcissistic point of view, like, what if they like me? But it's not down bad. I'm not expending energy for them. But because I'm not in that Delulu phase, I can easily see through their character. Mm. But when I have a crush on someone the first time I see them, I usually have a hard time escaping the Delulu phase. Like, it takes a long time, like months, for me to get out of the Delulu phase. But one thing I've learned, or that I've gotten better at, is prioritizing the things that matter to me in people I could view as potential love interests, or like, yeah. But one thing I've realized is important to me is that the person I like, they make lifestyle choices that align with mine. And not in the sense that, like, you have to go to the gym every day or else I'm not going to date you. Like, that's dumb. But just, like, certain things, like, not using certain substances or drinking alcohol. Because personally, like, as much as I try to not demonize those kinds of things, there are a lot of personal things I need to work through and, like, remove myself from.
Yeah.
But if the person I'm dating is, like, doing those kinds of things, I feel like subconsciously resentment is going to build, and I don't want that. So having lifestyle choices that align with mine is important, I've realized.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot recently, too, because I feel like I've had multiple people who I've been interested in the past, but I've had, like, not a strong desire to be living, you know? And while I don't consider myself to be the most optimistic person on the planet, I don't think I fall in, like, the strongest category of joyful. However, I'm okay with the fact that I'm alive, you know? And I'm content with my being. And lots of people don't have that. And I feel like that's something I can't, like, I can't do it. Like, it's too...
You're expending a lot of energy.
It's too much. And I care about people. So it's not like I could just pretend that you don't want to die. Like, it's not very simple. It's not that simple. So it would be a lot of energy to put into one situation that's more than likely not going to have longevity. Like, the best case scenario is that, like, you fix them and then they find someone else. That's what's going to happen. Anyway, going backwards to something you said earlier, because you're talking about, like, initial attraction. Are you someone who holds physical attractiveness, like, above character? It's not a bad thing. I just think about it all the time.
It depends on if it's, like, if it's Delulu Denise, and, like, like, there's that initial attraction, and, like, I can't shake it off, then yes, unfortunately. Like, again, the rose-colored glasses, like, I'll over-gloss things that I shouldn't. But in general, character. Character really matters to me.
Real. I don't know. Because, I mean, yes, sorry. Not, I don't know about that. That's a good answer. Yeah. Woo. Good answer. But I feel like it's something that people put so much pressure on, like, you shouldn't care about the way someone looks. It's all about their personality. But that's not, it's not realistic. Like, what makes you attracted to someone is the way that they present themselves.
And sometimes the internal is reflected externally.
Exactly. Sometimes it's just, like, a lot of shine. And we love that. But then I question, does the rare breed extend to a physical look? Like, is it possible that we're placing the label of rare breed on someone largely because of the way they look and less because of their actions?
I don't know. I mean, the definition we created earlier, that's, like, more action-based. But I feel like generally we place a lot of emphasis on external appearance.
In our, like, incorrect, possibly incorrect original assessment of the rare breed, you could assume that it has a lot to do with physical.
Mm-hmm.
Because the player could be a rare breed, too.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the mind games.
Mm-hmm.
The manipulation. The idea that them making you think you're special.
Ooh. Dang. Ooh. That making you think you're special. Making you
think you're special.
That should be a piece.
Making you think you're special.
Wait, that was that one piece where the one boy was in it? That was crazy.
That don't
like, if you think about it, the boy that's going to audition for Company next year.
Oh!
Where he had the side chick.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it's them making you think you're special. And they're just fueling your, like, Delulu.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fueling it.
Because they know they can make you Delulu.
It's an awareness.
That's... Man.
But you know what's sad? What? Whenever we do all this, I'm like, they're not this much. Like, the other person is mm-hmm. not thinking this much. We should get a boy mm-hmm. on here.
That would be so good. I feel like
we just need to know. Because I have a feeling that we're putting too much emphasis on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually not that serious at all.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But it's just a question of how much does physical actually matter?
Hey guys, if any of y'all are boys and you want to be featured on the podcast, DM us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Please do.
That'll be really exciting. It'll be
a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little awkward, but it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Make a long list of questions. It'll mm-hmm. be like a YouTube video from 2012.
Those are so good. I miss that era. Mm. Life was good.
Easily my easily influenced era.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So, what else do we have to say?
Well, one, I cringe when I look back at my past Delulu phases.
You had some heavy ones.
I told you in the car when we had
the work one was bad. The work one was actually really bad.
Eek. It was terrible.
But see, I don't think I ever go through heavy Delulu phases because mm-hmm. the idea of putting in so much effort for someone else
mm-hmm.
kind of makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just from like early memories of like liking someone and them giving me zero energy
mm-hmm.
that I've been so like ill. Mm-hmm. Please do not. Like, I cannot show affection. But I don't really know.
Maybe the Delulu phase was heavy last year. Maybe just because of how sad I was. I don't know. Maybe I was like trying to find something to excite myself subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, because that was a heavy Delulu phase. I'm glad I went through it now so that I don't have to go through it later.
Yeah, when things actually matter.
Mm-hmm.
That would be bad.
That would be terrible. But yeah. What else did I write? Oh, keep bare... Okay. I originally wrote this when I was like, when my definition of a bare minimum was different.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, keep bare minimums at a distance, regardless of what kind of relationship it is. But again, like, I might be a little take backsies right now because we could be bare minimums.
For real.
To an extent.
Actually true. And maybe, I think bare minimum is just a harsh way of saying average.
Mm-hmm. Mid.
Mid. And I think mid moments in life are underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're always with the rare breed, like, it could be doing too much at a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why is everything spontaneous? Why are you trying to guess so much about my life? Mm-hmm. Why do you care this much? Could you just calm down a little bit? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be this nice. Maybe stop listening to my opinions. Not mm-hmm. everything I say is smart. Like... Maybe we need a little more bare minimum in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a balance.
Yeah.
But what are we classifying the bare minimum as now? Is the bare minimum just manners? Respect?
Respect. Is that what it is?
Because I'm a big respect person. I feel mm-hmm. like respect is the foundation of any relationship you have throughout mm-hmm. your life. Like, not just romantic, platonic, like, professional, any relationship, mm-hmm. even the person you pass on the street, when you're driving, it's a matter of respect. Like, mm-hmm. is it enough? Is there enough sense in your brain to say, I need to get home safe and this other person should too? Like, mm-hmm. like that kind of thing. So I feel like if the bare minimum is respect, then maybe that's really all we need. Mm-hmm. And everything else just shifts from individual to individual.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't know. Very thought provoking.
This is such a heavy thinking day.
Mm-hmm. The title versus the content, there's a insane. Very strong dichotomy between the two.
There is.
What's it? The juxtaposition.
The juxtaposition.
of the content of this episode. The title is crazy.
It's going crazy right now.
It is going crazy.
The girlies Eek. Just have a lot of questions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because high standards, you know? Mm-hmm. We like to think we're in predicaments for a reason. Mm-hmm. I like to convince myself that I'm single with a purpose. Mm-hmm. So you have to question everything. Is he really cute?
Mm-hmm.
We'll never know. Mm-hmm. And it all just goes down to what you hold as the initial attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, physical, but is it like one specific thing that's really like grabbing you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the hook? What is the hook in this novel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. What was your last question?
My last question. Oh, this is something I wrote down. Sorry. Don't make compromises for anyone. Here's my question. Here's my question.
That's not true, though.
Okay. That was when I had my, like, bare minimum definition in my head. It was different.
Mm.
Like, I was thinking in terms of, like, the lifestyle differences. Or just, like, ways, I don't know, but yeah, whatever that means to you in an important way.
Yeah, and it all really depends on the stage of your life that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're holding a long-term relationship is like of the utmost importance at that stage in your life, then you should be compromising mm-hmm. like a significant amount. But if you're like, I'm just trying to live and be successful as my own individual person, then maybe don't compromise that much, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by compromise, I meant, like, compromise your high standards. But also, what about the definition of your high standards? Will that fluctuate?
It should. That...
Mm-hmm.
I think. Question mark. But certain things should never be changing.
Uh-huh.
Like how I said respect. Like, I should Facts. Never drop my need to have respect in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If that goes away, then what are we doing?
Good luck, actually, Charlie.
What's happening? Like,
you need anybody. To step back and look in the mirror, Shoddy. I don't know.
This is gone. Like, anybody could get at me for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, the standards had dissipated. Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing is left.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going for? And it's like that level of desperation is scary.
It is.
You shouldn't. Maybe it's just my big opinions and my generalizations, but you should never feel like you need someone that much that you're that's the real bare minimum just goes mm-hmm. away. Mm-hmm. It's not good
mm-hmm.
at all, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
But yeah, my last question is, what would you say to your past self? Question mark.
Mm.
One, don't ever go through a Delulu stage. If they don't like you, don't expend that much energy for them. If you're only viewing them in like a romantic lens, because if that's the only way you're viewing them, then you're not really, mm-hmm. you're not getting anything. You're just letting yourself down.
Yeah. I would probably just tell my younger self, my past self, to chill out. Mm-hmm. Like, none of this is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
The good things, like, those 10-second interactions, they're not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
The bad things, that heavy rejection is not going to last forever.
Facts.
And it's really that every day you're seeing things in people that you love and things that you hate, so that you can deduce what life you want for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's different. So it's okay to be an acquired taste. That's the mm-hmm. conclusion I've come to about myself.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I'm an acquired taste. And that's
flex
fine,
emoji.
You know? Exactly. Flex on them. Acquired taste. If everyone liked me, that would be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the haters in your life. That's what I'm saying. You need haters.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know you're making it.
Facts.
Keep having haters. In conclusion, I don't know. Like, I don't want this to be the end.
Yeah.
But things are just so heavy. Like, you know what I was thinking about? It just came back to me. Because you were talking about how much energy you spend on boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much I was going through it. I was in my feels earlier this week. Yes, I was in my feelings earlier this week. I listened to a song, and then it triggered, like, an entire playlist.
Uh-oh.
And then I made a playlist. It's pretty fire. Mm-hmm. And then I was writing in my journal, and I was like, I just wonder how much energy and time I spent thinking about boys.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, like, the amount of money I could make with all the time I spent.
I just wish there was a time, like, a calculator somewhere that someone had all the seconds, the milliseconds that a man flashed through my mind.
That would be a lot of seconds for me. Like, it would be exponentially greater than yours, probably. It's terrible.
I don't know, bro. My mind is pretty active. I'm a big overthinker, too, so mm-hmm. the brain is always going.
Mm-hmm.
I spend, like, entire school breaks thinking about a boy.
Dang. You
know? And, like, every day of winter break, it was just me telling myself to stop thinking about him. And
Dang.
That's how I kept thinking.
Dang, dog. So, I don't know. Maybe you got me beat.
And I'm also, like, really bad with, like, the fear of commitment is there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm never just thinking about one. It's always, like, three at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, you should make a decision. As if I'm on, like, The Bachelorette or something. I'm telling you, it's the ego. The ego is so inflated. Mm-hmm. It's acting like I have choices. I mean, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually, I have options, not choices. Mm-hmm. There's a difference. Like, the choices would be like, you could just leave. That's mm-hmm. correct. It's what I do. I just walk away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the options are like, no, this is like a McDonald's menu.
Mm-hmm.
And you're picking one. And my mind is always just going. It's just going and going.
I have different imaginationships surrounding different contexts. Right now, I have like two.
Oh, imaginationships. That's a
yeah.
fun phrase.
Yeah.
Imagination chips.
They're like potential suitors, you know? Nothing's gonna happen. But
like, at the beginning of the year I had three and now mm-hmm. I have zero.
Dang.
Yeah. It's something about the second semester hit and it was just like I was watching everything go away.
Mm-hmm.
They all just faded, like the end of that one Avengers movie.
No!
Like the way Spider-Man pixelated.
That's, Mr. That's Stark, I don't feel so good.
That's what they did in my mind. Just all of them started, like, pixelating away. It's okay, though. I'm going to UT. So.
Mm-hmm. The pool is very big.
Something good will happen. Or maybe, see? But hook why em. Is this? Hook 'em. But why is this where my mind is at? Again, how much?
I don't know.
How much energy did this just waste? Like, we've made so many profound statements in this.
Mm-hmm. And now we're back to square zero.
We're just. It's so sad how the emphasis that we place on, like, on relationships, and not mm-hmm. even, like, the good kind.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, anything that resembles what we've seen our whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't even talk about the fact that we have great friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm
Sorry.
Saying?
Yeah, revelation. Like the amount of energy we focus on something that we don't gain anything from
yeah.
versus actual like, friendships that have come to fruition and blossomed and exponentially.
Like our presence.
And people that we see every day and that care about us.
And we don't have to question whether or not they like us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I walk away from an interaction with our friend group, I don't go, dang, I wonder if that was really real.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they were faking it.
Stop, Wonder by Shawn Mendes.
Stop. You know? It's like, there's none of that. I'm just like, wow, I love my friends, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But with all these other outside forces, everything is a question.
Total force equals mass times acceleration. Man, that's something to think about. It's funny to see just like the top half of your head.
Oh yeah, because it keeps going away. Sorry, I keep disappearing into the forest. I'm gone, and I'm back. This Google Meet is too fun.
It's too good.
This is too good.
Man. Yeah, have you ever actually spit game?
Not on purpose.
But like actually. Not Something like
no.
No?
No.
Me neither. I just wanted to ask, because like in my head you're a rizologist.
Like, you mean spit game like literally come up to someone with like a line?
No. It doesn't have to be that. But just like like in the middle of a conversation or something. Or like when we were having like our little bake sale.
I don't think I did. I think it just happened.
It counts as spitting game if it didn't happen intentionally.
No. I don't think so.
Mm.
See, because I don't consider myself to be, as you say, a rizologist. I just be living, bro.
Yeah. But maybe that's like the ultimate rizologist. And like, maybe you don't even call yourself a rizologist. It just happens.
My flirtation abilities have just increased in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some way. I've just become a flirt, just a little bit.
That's crazy.
We need to work through this. It's not that positive, actually. It's fun. It's a fun time. It's a great time. But I don't know. Maybe the extent of my, like, game spitting has been, like, I'm most people that be, like, mid-conversation, or, like, you see them, oh my gosh, wait. Like, the certain specific compliments, like, your eyes are really pretty.
Or, you smell good.
Yes! I'm such a you smell good person.
Eek.
But it's always facts though. I won't say it unless you actually smell good. Like you, genuinely need to smell good.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Mm.
But if you're just hitting one of my top, I feel like this is so funny. I'm just thinking about the fact that this is out in the web.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my tops. I don't have a type physically, in my opinion. Like, there's not a strong consistency. However, my things are taller than me, pretty eyes, nice hair, and good hygiene. So if you're hitting one of those marks and I compliment you on it, just know that I see you. That's about it. If you dress nice, that would be such
That's a like a mark to the power of something.
Like, and it's not even dressing nice. It's just knowing not to look like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if I hit you with like your eyes are pretty, then, or I like your hair. Just know. Just say.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who's listening, who's been hit with a line before, I was a master hard at work honing in my craft.
Bradley was it. Wow, English is so hard. I was about to say was.
What is?
Wow. Yes. Bradley was honing her rizologist craft. Subconscious rizologist craft.
Yes.
I wanted to pull a rizologist move not too long ago. I was sitting next to, in my vernacular, whom of which is one of my potential suitors, the conversationalist.
The conversationalist.
I was sitting next to him, and the thought arose in my head, what if I brushed my shin against his? I inched my shin closer and closer.
Sounds like a bad fan fiction.
But
I'm sorry. The way you're setting the scene. Keep going.
But I was like, one, the context is, I don't know, not right. And two, I got a little scared. So I was like, never mind.
See, I don't do that on purpose. If it has to be like a foot accidentally touched mine.
Mm.
And then I'll leave my foot there.
Mm.
Oh,
you're one of those.
I'm one of those.
Maybe I'll do that to you tomorrow.
No. it triggers me so much when you kick my feet.
Sorry.
It's a good consistency, though. Like, I'm mm-hmm. expecting it every day now.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it.
Or like when I play footsies with you. I haven't done that in a minute.
That triggers my fight or flight. Just a little bit.
Mm.
It's a fun time, though.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say something and I don't remember what I was going to say. What were you talking about? The boys.
Spitting game.
Rizology. Oh, I was going to say that you need to send names after this.
Send names?
Yeah, I need to know who you're talking about.
I will. And I'll send the details too.
Stop.
Like the context, you know?
Ooh.
Because I said there are two different contexts.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Our dancers are going to be like, I want to know.
I know. This is so fun. And then when we come back next week, I'll let you know if I think they're a rare breed or they're bare minimum.
Okay. One of them's... they're probably both bare minimums. Just like based on our definition, you know. Mm. One of them, I feel like... is a rare breed based on a, like, character development.
Ooh. Oh, like the new definition of a rare breed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I see the vision. I see that character development is, like, an overarching theme in this person.
Mm. We love that.
Mm-hmm. The other one, I don't know that well. But, yeah.
It's fine. We love a mysterious moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, folks, I think that's been enough riveting conversation mm-hmm. for one episode.
It was fun.
It was fun. This was good.
We hit the apex of our conversation so early.
So then we just got to spill tea about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And now you know.
Who are these mystery men?
Yeah.
And you'll never know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's crazy, bro.
Okay, so as the conclusion we come to, he probably is not a rare breed unless Facts. He has the ability to grow his character.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe, just maybe, he's a special one. Mm-hmm. But there's also nothing wrong with the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Respect, big. Integrity, mm-hmm. amazing.
Facts.
Empathy, crazy. So, mm-hmm. just look out for the good signs. That's all mm-hmm. I gotta say.
Same.
Don't
forget to go follow my Spotify. D.NISEEEE. 5 E's. I currently have 19 followers. I updated my profile picture. You know.
19.
Yeah,
remember, that's 5 E's on the Spotify. Not 4, not 3, not 2, not 1. 5.
Yeah. 5
E's on the Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any topic suggestions,
DM us. Yeah, hit us up.
Find us on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You can really just type in some names and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Or send us like a little voice message or something.
Send us a voice
message.
Please. We love that.
Please.
And if you're a boy who maybe we know who would like to be featured in an episode,
hit us up.
And we'll do our best to make the conversation far from awkward.
Mm-hmm.
These have been your hosts, Briley
and Dennis the Menace.
And we hope you enjoyed this episode of High Standards.
Yeah. Peace. That was fun.